Schools are overcrowded in many towns and cities around Seattle, but many suburban school districts haven't been able to get a school bond or levy passed in recent elections. And that's put pressure on schools to come up with other solutions. KUOW's Joshua McNichols headed to Puyallup to find out more.
It's the end of the school day at Shaw Road Elementary in Puyallup. The pavement out in front of the school is swarming with students. Parents pull up to pick up their children. A school safety monitor makes sure the kids don't run out in front of the cars.
Walk. It's organized chaos is what it is.
Brian Fox is with the Puyallup School District. He smiles as the kids chase each other around noisily on the wide sidewalk.
And it's great noise. It's happy noise. It's good stuff, but there's just so much of it. There's an overcrowding in this area that is going to only continue for the next 3 to 5 years.
In the next 5 years, the Puyallup School District expects 1,600 new students, but there aren't enough schools for all those kids. And for the last 11 years, the district hasn't been able to pass a bond that would pay for new schools. So the district has been throwing up portables. It's up to 232 portables now. That's among the highest in the state. Fox says portables cause a lot of problems because they add kids, but they don't have the things kids need, like bathrooms, libraries, and gyms. Those limited resources become increasingly strained as portables grow on the school grounds like weeds. Portables also use a lot more energy as they have 4 outside walls instead of 1 or 2.
To solve the problem by simply adding more portables is not really our first choice. We already have more than enough, but people are moving in, and so we have to put them somewhere.
People are moving in to developments all around Puyallup. Young couples in their childbearing years are moving into houses like this one.
This floor plan has 4 bedrooms.
Kathy Morris is a realtor. She's showing me a 3,000-square-foot house in a housing development called Silver Creek. It costs $300,000. That's about half the price of a house in some Seattle neighborhoods.
Huge walk-in closet, which is nice.
This neighborhood had a lot of foreclosures during the financial crisis, but that's all in the past now. A builder bought up the remaining vacant lots here and has been throwing up houses like this one. The realtor, Kathy Morris, says most of her buyers are couples in their early 30s. They have student debt, and they commute to jobs in Seattle on the Sounder commuter train.
What I've noticed is a lot of the people have the high hopes of wanting to stay in the city, to be closer to their job, but at the end of the day, just you have to make decisions, and it ends up being moving out a little bit further to have affordable housing.
The population is growing all over the country as the grandchildren of the baby boomers enter kindergarten. It's one of the reasons some schools are so crowded. The tricky thing is to predict where those children will go to school. That's the job of Les Kendrick, the demographer for many school districts, including Puyallup. He says it's not like you can just walk around the neighborhood and count the number of strollers or the number of preschools.
The one thing I always caution people is don't just look at the neighborhood to see what might be the future, particularly in an area like Seattle, because if people start making different choices, they decide, oh, I don't want to live in the city, I want a bigger home in the suburbs. They might be there when their kids are preschool age and then move out years later.
Based on past history, Kendrick predicts 75% of new homes in the neighborhood that Puyallup Realtor showed us will produce a new kindergartner for the district. Many other school districts around Pierce and King County are dealing with similar problems of overcrowding. At 2 schools in Burien, children must eat lunch in 5 shifts. In Redmond and Kirkland, some students were asked to switch schools. Communities where bond measures have failed again and again are the hardest hit by overcrowding. School officials there have grown weary of asking local taxpayers to pay for new schools so they don't have to rely on portables to solve their problems. Puyallup School District's Brian Fox.
I think that we need, quite frankly, to quit asking our local taxpayers for that money. Instead, it should be the responsibility of the state.
His conclusion is one shared by the Washington State Supreme Court. The court ordered the state to spend billions more on education. The money would do things like raise salaries, hire staff, and build new classrooms. The state has until 2018 to reverse decades of unconstitutional underfunding. Joshua McNichols, KUOW News.